Hello everyone, welcome to Planet Sheila Majid Podcast. My name is John Ong. I'm one of the co-founders of Planet Sheila Majid Fan Club, an unofficial Sheila Majid fan club that meets every single Sunday night at 10 p.m. For 2 hours, we would play Sheila's music and the fans would get together and hang out and have a blast. Because we always have such a great time when we get together every Sunday evening, we thought we would compile and collect all the fun highlights and memorable moments from our gatherings and put them in different episodes in the form of a podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about Jentayu. You know that beautiful song by the late Johanna Wawi, Nora, and Sheila. Adam will share his collection, which you can also read that article with photos on our website, planetsheilamajid.com. We'll put a link in the show notes, so go check that out as well. And we also go further into reading the full puisi of the legend of Jentayu. Izan's going to recite the entire puisi, and I'm going to ask questions because I don't really understand some of the languages. And you're going to hear full details of the puisi, which ended up inspiring the lyrics of the song Jentayu. Hope you enjoyed this episode. So first time I heard the intro for me through this album that Adam recently acquired and shared with us. I've never heard it before. Maybe to many of you, it's the first time also. I don't know, but let me know what you think. How do you like it? It's pretty cool. It feels like finding a little gem in the gem box. So tell us about that album, Adam. So you just recently found it, got it. I don't know when you, like just last week, I think, right?
Yeah, I got it last week.
How did you find it and where did you get it?
Online, of course. I said your name and then suddenly Jentayu album muncul and then I cepat-cepat beli.
Did you know that there was a Jentayu album?
Yes.
Oh, so you've been hunting for it already.
Izan said mesti mahal ada. That I cannot say.
What? So you got it and did you already know what tracks in there or were some tracks in there that surprised you?
It's a collection of songs by Johanna Wawi, some of the Sheilas and then some of the other artists, but I wanted just for that Jentayu song.
Did you know that there was that intro?
No. But
surprise.
Surprise. I was also surprised that Gemilang and then the Wanita song is the new version.
That's right. It was the Japanese Wanita album's version of Gemilang, right?
Yes.
Very cool. Thank you so much for sharing, Adam.
Anyway, the intro was very unique, eh? Very nice, the intro.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like it's not like the song. It's kind of like you know when in listening to Legenda, the album, and they have the Legenda and they have the prelude and all that. So it's like listening to those. It's like it's like a variation from the music. It's really nice. Not sure who produced it. Did you know who produced the song? Jentayu, did Johanna Wawi himself produce it?
Yes.
So I do want to talk about the meaning. If you all haven't seen it yet, the story behind it. So is this a made up story or is it a classic legend story?
It's a folklore.
Yeah, so is it like an actual folklore? Not like pretend to write like a folklore, right? It's an actual one.
That one, I don't know. Even in Wikipedia, they also have one, but in Hindu folklore.
Oh, Hindu folklore. So maybe like in this region, it would be kind of like, you know, like Balinese sort of, you know, connected back then. Interesting. Okay, but it's a real, and it sounds like it's a real folklore. Have you all read this, or did you all know about this growing up in your own family, in your own culture? Is it something new that you hear about it after this song came out?
No idea about it.
I didn't even know what Gentayu was, you know, for the longest time.
Yeah, that's why. Gentayu is a old bahasa language lah. You
know, classic. Bahasa classic. Classic.
Yeah, it's like how we use library as kutub kana and all those things, right?
So probably have those. Like Sanskrit base?
I'm not good in the language.
Language.
I guess.
But it's really cool though. Okay, let's talk about the full story then. So let's read. Siapa nak baca? Oh, Izan's coming up.
Hi, John.
Hi, Izan. Do you want to read?
Yes, I read, okay?
Okay. One paragraph at a time because I have question.
Okay, boleh. Gentayu.
Apabila you actually play the background. Wait, as you read, I will play the background music. Wah, sedapnya. Okay, go.
Let's see. Okay. Apabila si Garuda yang angkuh itu bertindak melaksanakan sumpahnya untuk memisahkan cinta kasih antara putra Rom dengan putri Cina, muncullah si Gentayu yang mulia hatinya mempertahankan cinta yang abadi itu.
Gitu. Hey, that was nice. So I have questions. So Anko, I already learned it's proud. To bertindak melaksanakan sumpahnya, meaning like
I think his promise.
Curse. Oh. Apabila si Garuda yang Anko itu bertindak melaksanakan sumpahnya untuk memisahkan, to separate the prince and the king. Hey, yeah, so did I get it right? Sense. Putra Rome means the prince of Rome.
Yeah. Not okay. Registrar of marriage, kan? No. Oh. No, it's okay.
What?
Registrar of marriage.
I thought it was CD-ROM when I was reading it.
Oh my God. What kind of abbreviation? Adam, tolong kami. Adam, tolong.
Okay, so meaning Gentayu... Oh, the Garuda is so Gentayu is like a Garuda too, right? It's like
Garuda
is like an eagle.
Okay.
Okay. So kalau Gentayu like burung bulbul.
I don't know. I think I can imagine Gentayu is like a phoenix or something.
Not very big. Not very big, kan?
Okay. And then the Garuda wants to want to break them.
Yes. Yeah.
And then muncullah si Gentayu. So Gentayu is the one who wants to preserve their love.
Love, yes, I think.
Mempertahankan cinta yang abadi. Abadi is
like kekal, like
forever,
sustain.
Eternal.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Eternal love. Okay. Alright. Okay. Paragraph number 2, please.
Okay. Walaupun Garuda yang perkasa itu menang dalam pertarungannya dengan Gentayu, tetapi dia gagal menghalang pernikahan putra Rom dan putri Cina dan sekaligus gagal memisah dua hati yang dilamun cinta.
Aduh, this is so romantic,
sedihnya.
I tell you.
Wow, kawin juga dorang.
Okay, so it says walaupun Garuda yang perkasa itu menang dalam pertarungan. So during the fight, Garuda did it kill Gentayu or did it win or the fight? But they the Garuda could never stop the two from falling in love.
Yeah, their love persevere, John. Like, gitu.
Yeah, okay. Pertarungan is fight, ya? Pertarungan.
Dam?
Yes, yes, it is.
Yes. Pertarungan is a competition, lah.
Okay. So, did y'all know what happened to Gentayu? Did did the Jentayu die or did it just not win in the battle? Did it die?
Well, I'm reading about Jentayu because it's from the Rama era.
So okay.
Indian era, and it's also part of in Hikayat Merung Mahawangsa.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, what is that? What is Hikayat Merung Mahawangsa?
It's a old Malay epic about Merung Mahawangsa. Oh. It's up in the northern part, lah.
Okay. Something new.
And it's also in Ramayana. So, this is like memang
old literature. Yes.
I think you were right, John, so because just now you mentioned about something like Sanskrit.
It's so nice, lah.
Anybody in the audience who knows more about literature?
Yeah, please come help us.
Yes, so long.
Because this is so cool. You know how cool this is? This is like a bunch of nerds getting together.
I know.
Oh my goodness. This is so cool. And totally shocked sendiri, you know, like playing music in the background.
Without us really knowing the real meaning.
Yeah. And just open for discussion and not shy.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Hindu folklore. Okay. Jentayu dies, Adam said. Jentayu dies. That makes it even more... So that's the reason why I ask is, it makes the story even more dramatic, right?
Yes.
Because it's like you lose your life to fight for your love.
Betul.
That kind, right? Okay. All right. Paragraph number three.
All right. Jentayu kalah dalam pertarungan dengan Garuda yang angkuh, tapi dia berjaya menyelamatkan jiwa yang penuh bersemi dengan kelopak cinta.
Oh wow. Okay, so I kind of generally understand the meaning, but I don't understand what bersemi dengan kelopak cinta. Bersemi.
Maybe their love very flowery, John?
Kelopak
like blooming.
Petal. Oh, bersemi yang penuh bersemi.
Like blend like that. Like maybe entwine like that. Like embedded.
But it saved the soul of
the lovers.
Love. Okay. So it's like lots of petals of love.
Okay.
Sunday night doing language class.
also a combination like mind your language, you know.
That will be me, sir. I don't understand. Apa tu angko?
CD ROM.
CD ROM.
John, you don't know what's angko, but angko kue, you know, right?
We're so geeking out.
Alright.
So okay, alright, let's continue back to our puisi. The story of Jentayu. So now Jentayu died in the fight, and then the fourth paragraph. Go ahead.
Okay. Malu oleh sumpahnya yang gagal, si Garuda yang angkuh menghumbankan dirinya ke lautan Kalzum.
Okay. So this one, let me guess. Let me test my angkuh kue talent. Okay. Malu oleh sumpahnya yang gagal. So okay, the curse that the fail curse. He was ashamed that the curse was fail, and the proud Garuda threw himself into the sea of Kalzum. Is that correct? Yay! Yes,
but I don't know what Kalzum is.
Adam? I think it's the name of the sea, probably.
Laut Merah.
Red Sea.
Yes. Kalzum is like an Arabic word. I think it's in Middle East something.
So very exotic. Okay. All right. That one I understand. Okay.
All right. Jentayu yang luka parah, Jentayu yang luka parah terus terbang membelah awan dengan suaranya yang rawan, menitipkan pesan bahawa perdamaian dan keadilan harus diperjuangkan. Kejahatan harus dilawan dan ditentang tanpa takut dan mundur.
I guess if I were to have read more, because the thing is, when I don't understand, I cannot continue. So, also it's a Jentayu yang luka, the wounded Jentayu,
yes,
continue to fly, separating the wind, fly through the wind, the awan, the clouds,
yeah. Yes.
Dengan suara yang rawan. What is the suara yang rawan? Ah?
Like rawan, maybe like rawan. Sendu, like sepi, like somber, perhaps, John, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, mellow, I think.
Okay.
The only rawan I know is nasi rawan.
I'm all about food, aku kueh nasi rawan.
I tak tahu nasi rawan, I tahu nasi lemak je.
Oh, it's very Javanese lah.
Mungkin must. I wonder if it's related to that. If it's Javanese,
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Rawon, it's just gravy.
Sayur, something like that.
Oh.
Huh? What did you say, Adam?
Apa dam?
Like sayur.
Okay. Melo lah, melo kan.
Yeah. So like okay. Sadness and okay, melo. Okay. And then what is the two words that end with menitip? Pesan. Menitip pesan.
Like sharing advice, sharing his thoughts, perhaps his opinions. Gitu.
Menitipkan pesan.
Share advice.
Menitip is share. Menitipkan is share.
Yeah. Yes.
Pesan is request, kind of, right? Pesan is request.
Like advice, John.
Advice to give advice. Okay.
Like nasihat.
Yang Rawan menitipkan pesan bahwa. Perdamaian, peace and, peace and justice.
And, justice, yes, yeah.
Harus di has to be victorious.
Yeah, must be maintained.
Kejahatan, the badness harus dilawan dan ditentangkan. Has to be fought against.
Without fear.
Without fear and mundur is what?
Don't reverse, like you don't go back.
Okay.
Don't
yeah.
step back.
Okay. Without fear and like withdrawal.
Yes.
Okay, last paragraph ni.
Alright. Dan di cakrawala ini kebenaran akan terus bersinar, cinta akan tetap berbunga dengan sejuta kelopaknya.
Oh, I understand. Wow, so beautiful.
Cakrawala
cakrawala is universe.
Yes. Okay.
That I remember studying this in science class. Cakrawala. Okay, and then I remember chakra padat too.
Oh my god.
CD ROM chakra padat angku kue dan nasi rawan. That's our summary.
Of marriage.
Oh my god. Hey, Raishan said what? Huh? Nasi rawan. Oh, rawan tak sama spelling. Vulnerable voice, Raishan said. Vulnerable. Rawan is vulnerable. But the last paragraph I understand, it said and in this universe, truth continues to shine. Love will continue to flower, a blossom,
yes.
with nice. A million petals, with its millions of petals.
Yes.
Hey, very pretty lah. I love the story.
Nice,
so romantic.
Not giving up, John.
Yeah.
Not giving up. They keep going. Very persistent. Yeah.
Oh, and then they have the voice of, now, you know what? It makes even more sense, the choices of the songs. Nora's voice, Sheila's voice,
Sheila's
always
voice.
Have this soul. Sheila's is very sultry. I think Nora has that, you know, it's sort of like the feminine voice, but has the inner power, inner strength that is tough, but yet lembut, you know?
Yes.
Wow, this I would not listen to the song the same way ever again. Wasn't that a fun episode? Hope you enjoyed this episode of Planet Shilamajit Podcast. Now, of course, our ultimate goal is for you to come join us live this Sunday at 10 p.m. Go to planetshilamajit.com and learn how to join us. And as Shilamajit would say, may music keep us together. ¶¶